Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Tammy, for the introduction. So as Tammy said, my name is Akeisha White, and I've been the project coordinator for Immunize LA Families. This afternoon, we're going to be just discussing what Immunize LA Families has done with the social media campaign called I Choose to help promote communication and dialogue and also make change in South Los Angeles in the area of immunizations. And of course, I have to do my APHA disclosure that there are no financial relationships between myself and any of the information that we'll be sharing this afternoon. So just to provide a little bit of a basic picture and background of what Immunize LA Families is. Immunize LA Families is a coalition of a variety of members focused on reducing racial and ethnic health disparities in the South Los Angeles area. We focus on African American and adult populations because we find that those are the populations that have the most disparities. And our adult focus is around adults age 50 and over because we find that those are the particular demographics where individuals feel like they no longer need any vaccinations at that point. Immunize LA Families has received funding from the CDC through a grant or initiative called REACH, which stands for Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health across the U.S. This particular funding we received from September 2007 to September 2012. The Coalition of Immunize LA Families is a local coalition in South Los Angeles, which includes a variety of members, including community members themselves, churches, community centers, clinics, WIC centers. So it's a very vast array of participants. We also find, for those who are familiar with the immunization world and especially the adult immunization world, that disparities exist in immunizations from one group of people to the next. So we definitely see disparities in adult vaccinations persisting across the state of California and the nation. And specifically in the Los Angeles County area, we looked recently at some data for adults who are the age of 65 or older. And we're actually finding that 54% of African Americans are choosing to get vaccinated versus 67% of Latinos and 75% of white adults. And so we're actually seeing a 26 percentage point difference between the African American and white adult populations in choosing to get vaccinations in Los Angeles County. Even more dismal than that is the rates that we're seeing in the South Los Angeles area. In South LA, we find that about 44% of adults 50 and over are choosing to get vaccinated to protect themselves against the flu in relation to 50 to 57% of adults in other parts of the Los Angeles area. So in response to this, Immunize LA Families looking at what ways could we use to begin a dialogue about immunizations. We hear a lot of comments that people they're not interested, it's going to get them sick, things that we constantly hear over and over again. So we wanted to see what could we use that would actually help to provide a positive message about immunizations coming from the community so that they were actually having the opportunity to hear themselves, speak to themselves about why vaccinations were so important. So what we adapted was the I Choose campaign, which was a campaign originally developed by the California Department of Public Health in collaboration with the California Immunization Coalition. And the I Choose campaign was a web-based campaign found at whyichoose.org, and individuals would be able to actually upload a photo and their personal testimony about why they felt vaccinations were important, which is great because it's a statewide campaign, so wherever you are in the state, you'd be able to participate in the campaign. However, we felt in the South Los Angeles area, we would find that a lot of people would not have computer access, let alone internet access. So we wanted to find a way to take this online campaign offline and actually look to create posters that could be placed in locations that wanted to participate in the campaign. So we did, in this adjustment, it became more of a narrow cast campaign. which is a form of media that actually targets a specific group of people with specific messaging. And a narrowcast campaign is actually used in other media venues, such as cable television, and can actually be a very cost-effective way to get a specific message out to a specific group of people. So Immunize LA Families chose to adapt the campaign in 2009, and we took the same major components that were on the web-based campaign to the poster campaign. So we had images of the individuals who chose to get, who wanted to promote why vaccinations were important to them, and then a testimonial, their personal testimony about why they felt vaccinations were so important. And the way that we actually approached this for various community locations is that, say, a community center wanted to participate in the campaign. Well, if they had a member or a group of members that were really active in that particular center, and they were at all of the various, you know, functions and meetings and, you know, outreach activities, and just people knew them and trusted them, those were the individuals that actually self-selected themselves to participate in this campaign because they were so used to being vocal in their communities anyway about whatever they felt was important to them. So when we used this at various locations, we could always find the people that if a poster was created, their community or their peers would resonate with what they were saying and who was speaking with them the most. So we just wanted to provide a little bit of a visual display of the array of participants that we had. The posters that we designed were about 26 by 34 inches. So it was a pretty big poster, and we had participation from our local coalition members, from community clinics, from church congregations, and we actually had the opportunity to place the I Choose imagery on bus benches in the city of Compton, in Compton, California. Because the campaign became even more tangible, because it was a really physical campaign and it really allowed people to get involved with it personally, we were actually able to also entice the support of elected officials in our areas as well. So we've also had participation from Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, former Congresswoman Diane Watson, California State Assembly Member Isidore Hall, and California State Assembly Member Holly Mitchell, just to name a few of our participants. And it's an easy thing for them to be able to just come forward and say, you know, we wanted to support immunizations. All they have to do is, you know, we go and we take their photo and they provide their testimonial, and then they can actually use this campaign however they would like in their various community activities to also show their support for immunizations in their communities. So the I Choose campaign was used in conjunction with other immunization promotion efforts, excuse me, beginning in the 2009-2010 flu season. And we actually used this campaign in both English and Spanish, so posters were developed in both languages. So once the posters were developed, we would give them to the participating locations, and they would hang them up in various locations, such as clinic lobbies, in community center hallways and meeting rooms, in church foyers, and also in various outreach activity events. We also had the opportunity as Immunize LA Families to really perfect, it's always a continuous growing opportunity for us, but we've been able to perfect to a degree our local development of an I Choose campaign. So we've now had the opportunity to also share how we have done this campaign locally with other public health departments, including Hawaii's Department of Public Health, and also most recently with the Santa Barbara Public Health Department. Santa Barbara has totally taken off with this campaign, and they have actually been able to put posters up into their county libraries, into county hospitals, clinics, at senior and youth centers, and then also work with their community relationships and putting posters in markets and discount centers and laundromats. And they had sent the information to me, you know, saying thank you so much. And when they showed me where they were putting it and how many locations they were putting it in, it was like 11 libraries and 24 laundromats. It was really a campaign that was very easy to then implement once you knew how, you know, the structure of how you wanted to do it. So of course you want to evaluate this and see how well is this campaign actually working in the community. So we did a content analysis. There were surveys that were administered, and the evaluation was done in two phases during the 2009-2010 flu season and the 2010-2011 flu season. The way that we did the evaluation is we broke the groups into two groups. So we had an exposed group and an unexposed group. So an exposed group meant that it was locations that had participated in the campaign at that time. They had had individuals that had shared their testimonies, they had posters up. Unexposed groups are groups that had not yet had the opportunity to participate in the campaign. So we had five exposed groups and seven unexposed groups. The partner locations where we surveyed included community centers, churches, and local WIC centers because we really wanted to see how the community was responding to the posters and the messaging. So there were pre- and post-surveys that were conducted at both exposed and unexposed partner locations. Pre-surveys were administered prior to the posters being hung and the campaign being launched, and then post-surveys were administered 4 months after the campaign had been launched, and then comparisons were made between the groups and over time. Survey questions included self-reported receipt of immunizations, demographic information, social acceptability to immunizations, and also reasons for not receiving the vaccine. So we wanted to see if, based on the exposure to this campaign, if there were any changes in people's decision to get vaccinated or, you know, how comfortable they felt with the idea of immunizations. In the post-survey, there were also three additional questions. Had the respondents seen any new immunization posters? What did the person remember about those posters? And what impression did those posters make? So we wanted to see if they saw this poster, if this campaign is present in this location, what impact is it having on them? Are they even noticing it? Because sometimes there's a lot of information around and people miss things. We also wanted to see who was taking the survey. So we actually did some breakdowns in age, looking at the percentage of respondents who were 50 to 64 and 65 and over, the African American and Latino respondents, and also whether or not they had completed high school. So we actually see from this particular graph here, this is the percentage of respondents that self-reported receiving a flu vaccination before and after the launch of the campaign at either the exposed group or the unexposed group. So we actually see prior to the campaign being launched in the exposed group, 53% of respondents stated that they were receiving or had received a flu vaccination, and 73% had responded they had received the vaccination after the campaign had been launched. We actually saw the reverse occurring slightly in the unexposed groups, where we saw a decline from 64 to 56% of individuals choosing to receive a vaccination self-reported response before and after the campaign was launched. We also wanted to take a look at social acceptability. This is a really big issue for us in the South Los Angeles area because we find that even if individuals are choosing to get vaccinated or they're thinking about getting vaccinated as a personal decision, if my mother or my aunt or my father or my husband or my wife do not agree with this decision, if I'm kind of on the fence, I might lean to the side of maybe this isn't a good idea. So we're looking at ways where we would not only affect an individual decision, but more of a social decision, and that social construct can exist within the family, within friends, whoever they felt were, you know, close and trusted members that they would bounce back information with. And so we actually saw a a substantial increase in the exposed group for the improved acceptability of vaccinations for all or most of friends and families of respondents from 23% to 57%. We did see a slight decline in the unexposed group from 53% to 40% once the campaign was launched. So our overall results, we saw an increase in delivery of vaccine by a number of 450 doses among partner locations between the 2008-2009 flu season and 2009-2010. And I really kind of want to put this number in context because for some people they're like, I don't know if 450 is that much, but in the South Los Angeles area, we have been present or received numbers on flu clinics that have had two vaccinations that day. And it could be 4 or 5 hours of opportunities presented, 9 vaccinations, 15. So being able to see the fact that 450 doses were available, that were delivered, was a really great opportunity for us. We also saw some active messaging in the posters where people noticed familiar faces, smiles, and the promotion of good health. We also noticed major themes also available that respondents recognized, which was protection, prevention, and the importance of living a healthier and longer life. So in conclusion, the campaign was enthusiastically accepted by the South Los Angeles partners, and we show that the narrowcast campaign not only increased self-report of the receipt of immunizations, but also social acceptance of immunizations. And the campaign was also really well accepted amongst elected officials and helped to strengthen our current partnerships and also future partnerships with our coalition. So I'd like to thank everyone for their time and their attention. And I just wanted to do a final acknowledgement to those who helped to put this presentation together. Our Chief of Community Health Services, Diane Gaspard, who's in the audience, and also our Chief of Evaluation, Terry Silverman, and our Evaluation Specialist, Jennifer Chiprich. Thank you.